I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation in the words of Jesus. He tells us, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all I have said to you. The Father sends his Spirit of truth and love into the world, and the Spirit guides us in the ways of peace. Therefore, do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. Dear brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit is with you.
Welcome to The Holy Spirit Is With You, hosted by Kathleen McCarthy of In His Sign Catholic Radio. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world.
Well, welcome. Happy New Year, everybody. And I pray this will be a happy and blessed New Year for each and every one of you. It's a new beginning. It's a time to really be open to, not so much, well, I'll speak for myself. I am not so much, what will I call it, New Year's resolution person. And what I try to do always in the beginning of every new year is simply not so much about what I'm going to give up or what I'm going to do or what I'm not going to do. Most people that make resolutions break them so fast. I did myself for so long. I just try, and this is just me, and from my heart to all of your hearts, I just try to live today the better than I hopefully can live than I did yesterday. And I make a true intent daily, that I would try to yield to grace moment to moment every day. And you want to call it, I don't call it a New Year's resolution, because for me, that's my goal every day, to live it better than I did the day before. And mainly to live it fully and completely committed to being the best mother, the best friend, the best evangelist, best radio broadcaster. That's my idea of a New Year's resolution, to be completely focused on that and become really enwrapped in that. That really putting the mindset on that today, every day when I wake up, please help me to live this day to the full through your grace, that I might yield to you in every area of my life. And really, that's really all, what shall I say, all that we can do anyway, whether it's a long term for a year and I'm hard at it and I'm giving it my best. For me, I'm pretty much in the present, pretty much literally in the present moment, truly. So I don't like to get ahead of myself for a year. I don't even know if I'll be here another year, nor does anyone else. And so what I, my heart, my mind, and my spirit, pardon me, is centered on that today. Today, Lord, let me love you more. Today, Lord, let me try to give you, surrender everything in my life that would try to creep in and stifle the Spirit of the living God at work in me. Today, Lord, I surrender all that I am, all that I do, and all that I have. Today, Lord. That works for me. And the good news is, with a brand new year, it's, you know, you're starting all over again. And for me, it's sort of like, I don't want to say Lent, because I have a different mindset on Lent. But for me, it's being totally committed. And that keeps my heart at peace. That keeps my spirit always well with my soul, no matter what's going on with my life. And so if I could recommend anything, then by no means am I the person to tell anybody else how to live or what to do to be better, except to say, here I am, Lord. Here I am now. Here I am today in the present moment. May I yield to your grace in the next. And so again, I just want to praise and thank God for each of you. I want to praise and thank God for all that he is doing in us and through us. I'm looking here to see if I can get this up. I just want to praise and thank God for each of you in my life and the gift that you are in my life. And I meant it wholeheartedly when I said to you, I guess it was the last time I was in, so right before Christmas, when I said to you that no words can really express, and I put it on my Facebook the best I could. And you know what? I put that on my Facebook about what I wanted for you and what you mean to me as simply as my message to my family and friends during the Christmas and New Year time. And little did I know, people start responded to that. It was just a message put out from my heart to each of your hearts. And I can tell you, I was pretty much off Facebook during that time. But when I went back in, I guess it was day after Christmas, my heart was deeply, deeply moved and very, very, very humbled to see that for me to speak what I did from my heart to your heart, and then for all of you to respond to that. I was so taken back. I didn't know anybody would respond to it. It was just my prayer, my hope, my wish for each and every one of you, my family, my friends, just expressing what you mean to me and who you are in my life. And so with that, I just want to praise and thank God for the beauty of who each of you are, the beauty of the gift of you in my life. That was simply why I did that. And Frank, if you could come in here a minute, that'd be great. I just wanted to give my phone to Frank to be able to get this on in his sign, as well as my own Facebook page. Frank, if you're out there, could you come on in? But at any rate, my brothers and sisters, I just praise and thank God. I praise and thank God for you, for who you are, what you are. I ask that we might pray for all those, the horrific things that are going on in our country and in our world. It's a difficult time for all of us. It's a time where we need to be awake to time when we need to be truly open to what God's calling us to be. And I guess Frank's not listening out there. I guess he's talking to my friend out there, but I can't get this upright. And it is what it is all I can say. My favorite saying, it is what it is. So I hope for each and every one of you, I hope that you might yourself be able to experience a beautiful gift of God's peace this new year. I pray that you would be able to hand over all that was in last year that troubled you, any anxieties, any fears, any struggles. And I pray for all of you that you might know that in me, and from the bottom of my heart, I praise and thank God for each and every one of you. And I want you to have a great year filled with God's choicest blessings on each of your life. So please continue to fight the good fight, to run the good race, and be all that you can be. Because, you know, it's not often we can sort of look at things with a new prospect. I mean, we have this beautiful new beginning in a country as far as our New Year's goes, but we have so much trouble, so much tragedy, so much evil that's taking place in the world today. So again, I just want to ask each of you to pray especially as we come for another new part, a new part of our country being called in with this new inauguration on the 20th. I'm going to ask you, please, Frank, I need you. This is unbelievable.
He's coming. He's getting the phone.
I can't get mine up till he gets that off. So anyway, I just want to, it's a little discombobulated at the moment. I got my Facebook up for In His Sign, but it's not up on my Facebook page. I gave it to her. She has In His Sign up, but no, I can't get my own up until you go on this. A little crazy here right now. Just a little crazy.
Let me give you your phone back.
Give that. I'm on the air. You're going to have to give that to Frank. I'll tell you, my life is, it's a blessed life, but it is also, what shall I say? I mean, I enjoy watching all the ways in my own. I laugh myself. I laugh when I see what God is doing in my own life. So today, that's all I want to do. I just want to wish you all a beautiful, blessed new year. I want you to pray for our incoming president. And his whole team. I think he has a fabulous team. We need change in Washington big time. We need change in our government. I mean, not everything is possible to do. I get it. But the tragedy the horrific tragedy that happened in Louisiana is a absolute disgrace again. That they missed it. They knew it was coming, and they missed it. And all these people died. So many people were hurt. And we're supposed to be the most sophisticated, you know, especially when it comes to all the news in the world, all the government, the FBI, the CIA, all the governmental offices, and yet we can't find out simple things that you and I can figure out on our own. So we need to clean up the government. We need to clean up Washington. And we need to pray super protection over President Trump, incoming President Trump. To say we missed it, or we messed up, or we didn't, we could have done more, or we should have done more, that's not acceptable. It's not acceptable here in the United States of America. You do your best, whatever your job is. And I don't care if it's the most menial task or whether it's the most highest office in the country. You do your best for the people that put you in the places you're in, for the people that believed in you, hired you to do the best job that you can do. And that's why you're hired. I believe wholeheartedly for each of us that every single person, regardless of their age, their race, their sexuality, every single person is gifted and equipped for a good work. And we have to, when people place their hope and their trust in us, we have to be a voice for the people. We have to be the person that's going to bring good change, the person that's going to be the best at the job that they've been brought into. And like I said, I don't care what that job is, but we need to do it the best of our ability. And so I just want to praise and thank God that I think people are starting to wake up. I hope and pray that in these coming days that both sides, you know, no radicals, but both sides will come together and come together in the Lord. To try to build the house without God is built in vain. That's what the scriptures say. To build the house without the Lord is to build it in vain. And so I just want to praise and thank God that, you know, so I see so many people waking up through this whole election. And I pray that we'll be able to reach back and forth across the aisle. I believe that that President Trump, I've been saying it from day one here, personally, I believe if somebody can put this country back on track, I do believe it is President Trump. I believe we have to take away that, you know, justice warfare. We really have to be one nation under God. Our forefathers knew it, and we've got to realize that that's true. We have a constitution, and this constitution is brilliant, and it's lasted us for all this time. And we have to uphold the constitution. And there's so many coming into office that are true constitutionalists, and we need that. Our forefathers knew it, and we don't need people's opinions. We need people to follow the Constitution. We need people that believe in the republic. You know, this is not a democracy. It is a republic. And we need to get back to how our country was formed and fashioned, and all the ways that this Constitution was put into place. So my brothers and sisters, this inauguration, this man is going to be put into become president under the worst circumstances in history. And so we need to pray for wisdom and knowledge and discernment. We also need to pray that Our Lady would place her mantle over him. Also that more and more every day he will become more aware of God's presence in his life. God had his hand on him. He saved him for a time such as this. But if that was me, of all the times in the world, I would never want to be a president now, because they're going to throw the book at them. They're going to try to make them fail. They already have the Treasury Department's got them already stacked against them as they're going out. What they're doing is a disgrace. But time and time again, we need to remember who we are as a country. The United States of America, united. That means we have to be a people, united. We don't have to see eye to eye on everything that we do, but we do have to walk hand in hand. And to do that, you don't have to see eye to eye. You just have to believe in the true principles of the United States of America. I mean, when I was a kid, everybody stood there, put their hand over their heart, prayed the Pledge of Allegiance. I mean, now it's like something vulgar or dirty or discriminating in some way. This is America. If anybody in the world, from any place in the world, wants to come into America, I welcome them. It's the greatest country in the world. It's a land of the free because of the brave. I welcome them. But we have to, put into practice to keep our citizens safe, to keep all those in our country safe. We have to have a firm border. That's not discrimination. Do you think you could get into anybody else's borders? Anywhere else, any country in the world, they would shoot you. They would, you couldn't do it. But yet everybody feels they can come into America and it's perfectly okay. You don't have to come in legally. That's an abomination. And we have to support this president. Look what's happening in our cities. Look what's happening all across the United States. I mean, we have all kinds of evil taking place, all kinds of atrocities. New York, the poor soul that was burnt alive, the woman that was burnt alive. Again, who was it? It was somebody that was, and I don't care what anybody says. I mean, this is pure evil. And this was an alien. This was somebody that came in, not legally, but unlegally. And this is happening all over, in every state, all through the country. And the people have to unite. They have to be part of the United States of America, one America. And yes, we can have differences. That's what elections are about. And if they're honest, that's how the people's voice is heard. And this president had a mandate. And the people should support that mandate. It's not about a political party. It's about our country. It's about the United States of America. And we better stand up and speak out. You know, of course, I didn't plan to talk about any of this today, but I, for want of a better word, I just think this country is so torn apart that with this mandate, that hopefully, I know so many people from Democrats that were voting Republican for the first time in years. We don't need a radicalization of our parties. We need us to come together to believe in the Constitution, to put into action what's already been laid for us, and to support it. There's people, men and women on both sides of the aisle, men and women that went in and fought for our country to keep it free. They're willing to give their legs, their limbs, their lives, and all that they have for us. Can't we for them? Can't you and I and all the people in the country come together to be the United States of America? I hope so. I hope in all the middle of this troubled country and all this hatred and vitriol, I hope they care more about America than hating a president or hating a man. I personally have believed with all my heart and soul, and I mean this sincerely, that God does have a plan. He has a plan for the United States of America. And we have to believe in that plan, that God knows what he's doing. He don't think he knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. And so I ask all of us to come together to pray for our country, that we will be united. Same with our prayer life. You know, forever I've been praying that the desire of God's heart is that we would be one. Is one shepherd, one flock. And that should be our heart's desire to pray that, and it's coming, my brothers and sisters. I assure you, it is coming. And it won't come without a lot of resistance, I'm sure. But in these times and in these days, we are blessed to be born for a time such as this. It's not anything to be afraid of. It's time for the people uniting and believing in what this country was founded on. It's believing that God made a male and a female, and he created each body according to his plan. And he didn't create these bodies to have the bodies just desecrated and have their breasts removed and their genitals removed and or put on all kinds of hormone changes. That's not, men and women, he created them in God's likeness and image. And if we don't realize that's not God's likeness and image, right? God created man and he created women. And he doesn't need our opinion either. He doesn't need people throughout the church and people throughout the world to say, well, that's not what God meant. What God meant was this. God is omnipotent. He's the creator of the world. He's the genius. He is the creator of the world. And what he says, he means. He means what he says, and he says what he means. And his word is true. And that truth will set us free. Don't you want to be free? I want to be free. Don't you want to live in a world that has been brought together to find peace and healing and reconciliation? I think everybody does. Everybody. And I think we need to voice it. People have been so afraid to voice anything. They're afraid they'll be canceled. They're afraid they'll be fired or lose their job. I mean, it's a shame when we look and see all the horrific things that have happened and other people have known and been afraid to speak up. We're going to be judged on that, I assure you. We're called to be one. One of mind, heart, and spirit. One fold. We're called to be one United States of America. And that's why we vote. If we don't like what's going on, next cycle, you vote again. I've never cried, carried on, needed chocolate and blankets when my president wasn't the one who won. I mean, we've got our children, our youngsters, I mean, they're getting such wrong messages from the time they enter school. They're indoctrinated. People are breaking in stores and stealing what they want. Why? Because these crazy, what shall I call them, just radical people in government tell them they can steal, just keep it under $1,000. They can take anything they want from any store. And they're finally realizing what they created. So, again, we live in a great country. And I pray with all my heart and soul that Our Lady, who is Our Lady of Americas, will bring all this to her son Jesus and then allow it to take place in our country to become one again. We'll be right back.
I would have liked to stay with you longer, but I find consolation.
You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio, empowered by the Holy Spirit, bringing the fire of God's love to the world. We are blessed to have had this Catholic radio apostolate for almost 40 years now. Thanks be to God for your partnership. Without you, this radio voice would be silenced. We have a monthly Mass offered for you, our loyal family of listeners. It's our way of saying thank you for underpinning our apostolate with your many prayers and financial support. This is your radio ministry, to be a voice for those who have no voice, to evangelize and to catechize for a time such as this. We know the Lord will bless you abundantly. He can never be outdone in generosity. If this ministry has touched your heart, help us to touch other hearts by supporting us with your prayers and financial support. Call us at 610-527-2906 or visit our website at inhissign.com.
Well, we're back again. I just want to praise and thank God, as always, for each and every one of you. We finally got this squared away here with the, I think, In His Sign is up now, as well as my Facebook is back. So a little crazy here today. Happy New Year. You know, people, I sort of alluded to this in the beginning of the program when all this was going on. And I said, my life, I mean, I laugh myself. And people say, so many people, especially people from retreats or people that you know well, though I say, I wish I could, you know, I'd love to spend more time with you or, you know, whatever. Or, you know, they give you all these compliments. And I always tell them, if you follow me around with a movie camera for 24 hours, you would all wet your pants laughing. I remember one time, this is going back about, I guess, about 8 years ago. I was over my son, Dan, and Tammy's house, my daughter-in-law, And they were getting ready to move, and it was right before they moved, and I had pulled in onto their property. And here where I pulled, my car started to sink, literally. And it's too long of a story, but it is a hilarious story, how I went and got a man across the way. Poor guy, just a heart attack. Anyway, if I could tell you this story, it would be hysterical. I should just tell a story all the time, because I can tell you this. My life, it would be a bestseller of all the things. So my car's sinking, and it's all sinking, all four tires in the ground. And more I spin to get out, the more it sinks. So finally I stand there and I just start praying in the spirit. I pick up my phone and I call my daughter, Kathy. And anyway, she comes over. I was hoping I could get one of my sons, but she comes over, and what does she bring? She brings a video camera, and she videotapes the whole thing, and it's titled, Just Another Day in the Life of Kathleen McCarthy, to give you some idea. And that whole day was hysterical. But for each of us, you know, God has a purpose. He has a plan for all of us. He loves us, and he wants us to be whole and well. But he also wants us to know without a doubt that he loves us. Not a little, not somewhat, but that he loves us with all his heart, with all his soul. Because he's the one that came and died for us. He gave it all up. Not some of his life, he surrendered all to his Father, that we might have life and have it to the full. So again, I just want to praise and thank God for each of you. I don't know. I really don't know all the different ways that you're struggling, all the different ways that you might be hurting, all the different ways that you might be lonely or broken. I don't know the ways that you might be filled with anxiety or concern, or, you know, what strikes your heart with fear. I don't know that. But I tell you this, and I look right at you to tell you this. God wants more for us. He wants us to know that he's got this country. He wants us to know that he's going to work all this together for a greater good, to give a real wake-up call to our country, to give a wake-up call for all people who do not know him, do not love him, do not believe in him. And he's going to enlighten minds and hearts and spirits. What we can't do on our own, God can do for us in a blink of an eye. And he has this, my brothers and sisters. Don't get so upset with the things that are happening in the world. Stand up and make a difference. You know, there's people in the world that wish everything would change. And then there's other people in the world that will stand up and be a part of making those changes happen. That's you. That's each and every one of you. You're what the world needs now. You're his hands. You're his feet. You're his voice. And he's gifted you, each and every one of you, to make that difference in the world that you can make. We're all called to make a difference by virtue of our baptism. Every single one of us. You know, the word baptism, baptize, the Greek word, the baptize, really means immerse, immersion. That's what it means. That's what we are baptized. We're immersed into Christ's life. That's what the word means. And by being immersed into Christ means we're called to live the kingdom on earth. It means you and I were immersed into the life of Christ. We're new creations through the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And he's gifted us, all of us, to make a difference, to be other Christ, meaning be Christ givers to everyone we meet, not by preaching at them, but to allow them to see how active and alive God is in us. You know, Mother Cabrini, and I just said this to the Wolfington family just recently, one of her best quotes, and, you know, what a saint, Saint Mother Cabrini. But one of the things she said, and I received it once on a cup, like tea cup or coffee cup, mug, and she said, I would rather see a homily than hear one. See, because we need to be authentic. We can say a lot of things, you know, like priest gives a homily. You know, she'd rather see him live that homily out, being true to what he proclaims. I could give a teaching or a seminar, or I could preach in a conference, which is all good. But if I'm not really authentic and I'm not living out, these people that come, they come to these retreats. If I'm not living it, the gospel, if I'm not living the messages I'm giving to other people to live, I'm no different than the Pharisees. Right? They put a heavy burden on the people, do you remember? But they did as they chose. We have to be authentic. We have to believe in the gospel. And as Mother Cabrini says, not only believe in it, but live it. Jesus Christ was called to be the Savior of the world. Emmanuel, God with us. He's with us always, good times and not so good times. Times of weakness and strength, and times of joys and sorrows, in times of loneliness and companionship, in times of being at peace and in times of being in turmoil. He's always with us. Whatever going on, what is ever going on in our lives, in our country, in our homes, so many heartaches, so many brokenness, so much anger, resentment, and even bitterness in homes. And families. I know people that don't even know where their children are, that they was some argument they had and they never saw them again. And the grief that must go along with that. The heartache of wondering and hoping and that their child is alive somewhere and well. Our God is everywhere and every moment. At every time, he's outside of time and space. And if we really believe that as a Christian, we are called to remember that the kingdom of God is within us, and that's what we're called to live out daily. What a better time to begin than in the beginning of a new year. Throw away each day a bad habit when you find yourself committing it. Just now. Just today, in the present moment. If you say the Lord's name in vain, and you say it today, and you realize, whoa, make a commitment not to do that again. These are the ways that you stay in the present moment. Not saying, I'm never going to do that again in my life, but be so committed in the moment, so focused, that you probably won't do it again. Because you've given a full 100% of your will, and you're commending it into God's hands for his will to be done. Do you think he wants us to blaspheme his name or say his name in vain? No. So when we make a commitment, or whatever it is, I'm using that as an illustration of perhaps you can understand what I mean. I hope you do. But if I, in that moment, You know, I find myself falling into a habit that I detest in myself, or I consider it such a failure. That when I see it, I go to do it. I say, whoa, this is one thing I can give to God. This is one of the things that I can start in a new year and commend it into God's hands and ask Him for the grace of the Holy Spirit in our lives at that moment to be committed to turn away from that, whatever it is. This is a new beginning. And when we do that, we find that God fills us with the Holy Spirit to be able to come together and in agreement allow us to take hold and capture the thoughts in our minds, to capture them so that the Lord can be Lord over all those decisions we make every day. And not us, not my will, but God's will being accomplished in us. You know, we can't look at a new year and say, you know, these are the five, or these are the two, or these are the three, or these are the one. This is the one. This is my resolution for a year. We might not even have a year. I think God's not a respecter of age or men or women. He has a call in each one of our lives, and when He calls us home, we're going. And where we spend eternity will be what we choose. We choose it all the way on earth. And because of God's love and His mercy, His redemption is always new. He's here to heal us, to redeem us from the past. He's there to... When we repent, it's like He's giving us new life in the Spirit. And today, if today you hear His voice, that we would not harden our hearts, but that we would begin to put into practice the things that He's speaking, the things that He brings in front of us to show us, look, Kathleen, this is what you're doing. You did it again. And it's an opportunity to grow. It's an opportunity to be more of Him and less in us. That's what's needed to make a focused, conscious effort that as we find ourselves in these little tiny things, and sometimes maybe they're big things, I don't know, but when we're committing them or when it's happening, to focus 100% on it. It's like, oh, thank you, Jesus. You're showing me this is something I can do about this. And then commend it into God's hands and call upon the Holy Spirit to help us to be healed of that, delivered of that, but take the action that's needed. Don't just look at it and say, oh, man, I didn't mean to do that. Do it again 2 minutes from then or an hour from then. There's something about the tongue. It's the littlest member of our body, but it's so powerful. And when we speak it out loud, it brings it into a commitment. And there's something about human nature that when we are truly committed to something, a marriage, a job, a way of life, a way of our faith. When we're committed, there's a tremendous grace in that. It's different than just going along every day and, you know, just keep falling into the same things over and over again because we're weak. But when He shows us these things each day, well, you're aware. He brings us right to it. This is just, you know, let's work at this. Let's take this thing and focus on it and offer it to me today. The rest of the day is yours. Moment to moment, day by day. Stay in the moment. Day by day. That's where we find peace in our heart. That's why we can look at horrific situations that are happening in the world and they don't fill you with fear and anxiety and doubt. And you're filled with a peace that you know God's working through this. He's working through this, and this is nothing new. He told us all this would happen in the scriptures, the whole book of Revelation's about it. In the last days, that's why it's called the book of Revelation. In the last days, that book will be revealed clearly to us, and we're seeing that take place in these days, in these times. I love you, my brothers and sisters. I tell you that, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. And we don't need, we really don't need to be filled with fear or anxiety and hopelessness. I mean, this is a jubilee year. A jubilee year of hope. The doors were open, you know. A jubilee year of hope. Hope isn't just wishing. Like wishing the sun would come out, wishing it wasn't so cold and windy, or wishing the right person would come into your life, or wishing that you would get a better job, or wishing that all these things that we talk about. You know, a kid wishing that they're going to get asked to the prom, or, you know, you can take it to any level. It's not about wish. Hope is not wishing. Hoping is believing in what we do not yet see. It's like faith and hope, they go together. It's believing in what we do not yet see, but know in faith it's going to come about. We don't have to see it with our eyes to know that God is working in his time, in his way, outside of space. Oh, and he's planning such a good life for us. He's bringing the desires of our hearts, if they're set on him, to be fulfilled, to be made whole and well. I pray today, in a special way, that God would enlighten everyone's mind, heart, and spirit to know above all else, all the faults, all the failings, all the weaknesses that we all have, above all else, I pray that you experience his love and his mercy. I pray that every day you wake up, I want you to start focusing on his love. Lord, I thank you that you love me just as I am. I thank you that you love me in the midst of all my faults and all my failings and my weaknesses. And Lord, I praise and thank you that your word, as you said to Paul, it's in your weakness that my strength will be seen. And to acknowledge our weaknesses is a gift, because then we know, you know, we acknowledge it to ourselves and to others that we can't do this, but God can do it in us and through us. That's what it means to be an instrument in this day, in this time, for a time such as this. And so I just think this is a great, great opportunity. I'm looking at the clock. I can't believe we only have a few minutes left. Of course, it's only an hour on Thursday. And the way I've been gibbering away, I didn't even get a chance to open the gospel and read it today, which I usually do. But I'm going to see that you're on, a couple of these people here. Happy New Year from Anne Marie, Maureen. I just saw your post, and I sensed God telling me to tell you to trust in his provisions. He will take care of you. Jesus told St. Faustina, the greater your trust, the greater my provisions. And isn't that true? That's what I've been talking about. It doesn't depend on us. We had to rely on him in us. Him in us. His power, his grace, his strength, people, I said this last week, as a matter of fact, you know, God gives us enough money to keep this going. He doesn't give us extra. For some reason, we don't get extra, but we get what we need. And maybe 3 weeks from now, we won't have enough to pay the bill in a month. But through the bank that I trust in, divine providence, somehow it's always there. This isn't a ministry that has a lot of high expenses. I mean, sometimes I can't even get the right equipment because funds are low. But I can tell you this. We have everything we need because God supplies our needs. And a crucifix down at the bottom, I have a double staircase in my house where I raised my children in Jenkintown. And I had a crucifix coming down the steps, and above the crucifix was a little plaque. And it says, "We have no needs because we have God who loves us." I love my kids. I'm going to do the best I can by them. You love your children. You want to do the best by them. How do you think God feels? He created us. He wants to do the best by his kids too. And so our prayers, he captures them. And he provides in ways that we can't even understand. So in this last moment or two, I'm going to pray for all of you on this new year, all your intentions. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Father, I just want to praise and thank you. I want to praise and thank you from the bottom of my heart for all those hearts that are watching today and listening. I ask, Lord God, that you give them a new outpouring of the Holy Spirit on their life in the beginning of this new year. I pray that everyone will know without a doubt that they are a new creation, that the old has passed away. I praise and thank you, Lord Jesus, for new beginnings. Every day we open our eyes, it's a new beginning. Isn't that in itself enough to be thankful for? To try to correct and improve on our day today. So, Father, I want to lift all those who are listening and watching. And I pray, Lord, a mighty blessing on each and every one of them. I ask you to restore peace in their homes. I ask, Lord God, that you restore and reconcile family relationships. I ask, Lord God, for those who are sick in mind, suffer with anxiety and fears and doubts and all of those mental and emotional issues. I ask, Lord, you would bring peace, a peace that the world doesn't recognize, but a peace that you can give us that, Lord, is beyond anything else, a peace that can only come from you, that guards over our minds and our hearts and our spirits to keep us at peace. I pray health and healing physically on all those who are suffering, Lord. Let your word go forth and bring a mighty work and a mighty miracle. I believe this is going to be a time of miracles. I believe in what I do not yet see, but I believe it's a Eucharistic time in the church. And I believe there's going to be a tremendous, great sign that will be shown to us that all will come to believe. And so, Lord, I want to praise and thank you. And I ask in this year that we all might come to know you more fully and love you more completely and follow you more closely. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and Happy New Year. Stay tuned for Dr. Raimondo. He's got a great program.